KWA Mobile.
Old day, Steve. KI4DOS.
Harry, how you doing? Well, I got to go to Tractor Supply. And there's a new one in Bowling Springs, so I get to go try out the new one. I got to keep my chickens fed.
My favorite toy stores. I like going over there. I normally go to one in Easley, though. I don't want to go all the way to Bowling Springs. But you live over in that direction.
Yeah, I am 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road. So it's 16 miles into Greer. It's 12 miles to Columbus, North Carolina, so it's closer to that one. But they just built one over here at Bowling Springs, so it's only about 8 or 9 miles. So I'm going to run over to Bowling Springs to the new store and smell the new in there. So how are you doing? You staying warm?
Doing good over here. Can't complain about anything. I'm out at one of the places that I hate most in Greenville. I'm out on Woodruff, right off of Woodruff Road. I had to bring Joy over to the doctor for an appointment, just a general checkup. But I hate getting on Woodruff Road, regardless of what time it is.
What doctor's office do you go to on Woodruff Road?
Right off of Woodruff. It's actually on 14. It's Riverside Family Practice.
Oh, yeah. I remember them. Yep. That's a pretty good bunch of people. Well, so, anyhow, everything you out mobiling about now?
Stationary mobile right at the moment. I'm sitting outside of the doctor's office. They won't let me go in, which don't hurt my feelings a bit. But Joy had to go out for a checkup, and so I'm over here. But everything's going good. Can't complain about anything. Didn't know if you and Phil got the last text I sent you about Steve, K4ZZX, antenna party was headed, scheduled for last weekend, but then he canceled it because of rain, and I think he's going to try to do it again this Saturday.
Well, shoot, I didn't get that text. Is that where he's taking a tower down?
He's putting antennas up. He's in a wheelchair and can't get out and do everything by himself, so he's going to have ask for some help this coming Saturday, about 10:30, I think is what he said. I'll check with him again later today and go from there and make sure, but I told him I would be there, but it would be a little late because I've got a test session this weekend, and I'll be over to test session to begin with, and I'll leave from there and right over to his place.
Okay. What kind of antenna is he putting up?
He's going to put up a Skywire. It's a big loop. The last time I talked to him, he told me it was about 544 feet long. I don't know if he's changed his mind or not, but it's just got to be strung up in some trees.
Somebody's
got to
have a shooter then, don't they?
Take my little slingshot over there and see if I could help with that. Like I said, it'd be a little later than 10:30 for me to get over there because I'll probably be in the test station till at least then. And it'll take me about 30 minutes or so to get from the Red Cross building over to his house. He lives over there off of Poinsett Highway. Gosh, I ain't thinking. Well, I know where he lives, but I can't tell you exactly how to get there.
Yep. Well, I don't know if I've got anything going on Saturday or not. Who else is going? Is Phil going?
I talked to Phil. Like I said, I sent you and him both an email, not an email, a text on the phone about the last one. I'll get my phone out and send you a text and give you the address if you're able to come. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but there again, I'm going to make sure makes the announcement on the net to where we'll have a few people over there to try to help him out a little bit.
All right, sounds like a winner. I'll see what I can do about getting over there to help. I don't know how much help I'll be, but, you know, because I don't get no more than 10 foot off the ground. And you got the shooter, so, All right. Well, so I know why they won't let you in over at Riverside Family Practice. They don't offer psychiatric services over there.
Well, that's true. But, if you know the folks in there, Dr. Steve Hamberis has been our family doctor for a long, long time. He was over there on Cleveland Street when they first opened, and or right after they opened. And Joy was one of his first patients, and we've been going to him ever since. He's a real nice fella, and he bugs me all the time, wanting to telling me I need to get a physical and that sort of thing. I told him, I said, well, when you pay for it, I'll take it. And he just laughs.
Same.
Steve Hamberis.
Over there behind Greenville Tech where they first started?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of years ago. Yeah, it was one of their doctors that first introduced me to Imodium.
The world shrinks when you get to talking about it, don't it?
Yep. Well, he made me a believer. He convinced me that if you threw Imodium at the mouth of the Mississippi, everything back upstream all the way up to St. Louis would flood.
The truth of it. but I don't know. He's a good doctor. You know, like I said, he's been our family doctor for a lot of years, and they moved out here off of Woodruff Road here, right down here at, off 14, and I hated that, but, you know, it was a lot closer to us when he was over there at Greenville Tech, but we still come to him, and because we like him so well, and he knows our histories and that sort of thing, so it makes a big difference.
Yep. I'm trying to remember the other original doctors over there. Who was in there at Riverside originally? Oh, and by the way, it was the hospital system that moved them out there to Woodruff Road. It wasn't their choice. They sold out to the hospital, and they moved them out there.
I don't remember who the original doctors were. But back, way back when Riverside first opened up, it was a pediatric type place. It was for small kids, and then they graduated on up and quit seeing all the, you know, the infants and that sort of thing. I guess they still see them out here, but you know, it was a child's doctor's area when they first started, and this was back years ago. And I was working for Dixie Radio at that time, and we put in their nurse call system and a lot of the other things and the PA systems and that sort of thing in the building. So that's been, that's been a lot of years ago, Steve.
What you mean? I did the original x-ray equipment over there long, long, many years ago, and then the hospital got them.
Kind of wish that hadn't happened, but I was looking around and kind of scoping things out. Prisma has taken over a lot of different places, and it seems like they're trying to get to be a monopoly in this area, which is not necessarily good, but they sure are taking over a lot of places. They've just acquired Easley Baptist over there not long ago, and they're Prisma now.
It wasn't the way that whole thing went down was Palmetto Baptist Hospital System out of Columbia purchased Easley, and they continue to operate it as Easley Baptist under that name. And when that bunch picked up the Greenville Hospital System, that's when they changed the whole corporate name and restructured everything and started calling it PRISMA, Palmetto Regional. I forget what the rest of it is.
Hey, they're trying to get a monopoly, I guess, in the state, maybe. But, well, I guess that happens everywhere. Back in the early 70s, I was out in California, and Kaiser was out there, and they had most of the places. So I guess it is what it is. We just have to learn to deal with it.
What happens when lawyers and insurance and big business takes over medicine? You know, doctors haven't run medicine in years.
Other people you would have gotten out of it and never got into it. But my bride has just come out, and I got to see what's going on with her. Good talking with you, Steve. I hope you find what you need over there at Tractor Supply. And I'll shoot you a text about that in just a little bit.
Sounds like a winner. You take it easy, Gary. Take care of that sweetheart. Hey, before you go, have y'all had your COVID shots?
George just said we'll be getting them. She just got through talking to Dr. Amberis, and so I guess we'll have to go from there. But no, we hadn't got them yet.
Okay, my wife works for Orthopedic Specialties in Spartanburg, and they got it lined up to where she could go ahead and get it. But I tell you what, she got that Pfizer shot, and the first shot made her a little bit sick, wasn't real bad. But that second shot she got this past weekend, and it had her down from Friday till Sunday night. 101.5 fever, swollen arm, body aches. This is rough. So, anyhow, if you get it, just be prepared. And you guys have a good one. And 73s, and I hope I'll talk to you soon. KN4BWA, I'm clear at you final.
And like I said, good talking with you. We're fixing to get mobile out here again, get back out on Woodruff Road, which I don't particularly care for, but that's one of the things you have to put up with. Hope you have a good day, and enjoyed it. 73 there, young man. 10-4 VWA, KI-4-DOS Mobile.